Hi everyone. Look at that blue sky. Just here at the Aziz, which I think is an old name for a law court. And this has changed a lot through the years. So this park was renovated about 35 years ago. And they put all new stuff in. Used to hang around by here when I was a kid. So this is the Aziz in Bootle. It's now open ground. Because they've knocked all the old houses of the Klondike estate just there on this side down and expanded. They've gotten more, well, they've got less houses in, more spread out now. That was rebuilt a few years ago. More on that later. But there used to be that little church here, which they reckon was a Methodist church. I think it was Methodist rather than Presbyterian. I can't remember, but I did a podcast on that. But this was all renovated about 35 years ago, and now they've done it up again, new park, and they've opened up this area and built new houses on the old Klondike estate. But there used to be a school over there on Marmion Avenue called Roberts Council, and that closed. There's now a merged school here, I think it's called Springwell School, because that's Springwell Road. Anyway, there's now this school here, which is, I think there was another school not far from here by Greenacre Nursery as well that closed down, and they kind of merged into one school. And they were all feeder schools for St George's, which is over here, George of England School, which is now an academy chain. Don't get me started on academies. But this is nice. They've kind of done some landscaping here and opened it up. So the area's looking a lot nicer, I think. So this video is part of the Bootle and Beyond series. I've also started speaking to people from Bootle as well. So if you want to come on, or you want me to do a particular area in Bootle or beyond Bootle as well, let me know. Beautiful day. Anyway, I'm going to go into Bootle Cemetery, and I want to speak to some family members to identify old graves before they're forgotten and lost with the next generation. So more on that another time. So I'm not going to go around family graves and Bootle Cemetery today, because I just want to look at a couple of interesting sites in Bootle Cemetery. I'm just crossing Menai Road now. There's a lot of Welsh names here, because the guy who built the Klondike estate was Welsh. He was the mayor of Bootle in the 19th century. So here's Bootle Cemetery. Here's the gates. And they're doing some work on the trees in the cemetery now. So they're going to take away certain trees and manage the estate a bit better. So I'm now going in. So there's lots of graves to the left as you go in from Menai Road, and there's lots of ground to the right which is currently unused but will be in the future. And I've been to quite a few burials here through the years. It's always interesting when you go past old graves and see like the dates on some of them. It's incredible. And how easily things can fall into disrepair if they're not like kept up. But people's life expectancy used to be far shorter. So anyway, on my right here is all the newest graves. So they're kind of like expanding into this area. So these are all new on this side. And on the left are the older graves, 2001, 1997, 1990. So there's a few family graves there as well. There used to be a church right in the middle of Bootle Cemetery here, which is now gone. Obviously upkeep, and things can fall into disrepair. But it was a pity. It was a nice little church. Here's someone looking after a grave with the family. So they've brought down like the lunch and a few other bits and bobs. Do you want to put on this video, sir?
Oh, not really. Where's it going?
I'm probably put it on YouTube, but I'm just doing a little thing round Bootle Cemetery. Is this your family grave, is it?
Well, this is my mum and my sister. My dad and my brothers and my sisters are over on that one.
Do you want me to? Do you mind being on it?
Let me go and put my top.
No, it's fine. I'll just speak to you if you don't want to. It's fine.
My two brothers and my two sisters and my dad are in over there.
Yeah.
We had a house fire.
Yeah.
So they're over there, and then my mum and my sister are here.
So your sister, born in 64, and your mum in 42 during the war.
Yeah.
It's a nice grave.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you come down fairly regularly to?
I do try. You try to, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to do a little video, actually, for my family who are all buried here, because we're in a generation, some of the older graves, people forget, don't they?
Do you know what, right? See that one there where it's like the big, big one?
Yeah.
You know, like it's a big memorial, that one there.
Yeah.
Now, I was sitting there one time, because mine's over the other side, and I've seen it, I've never cried. So there's all names for everyone because they're the Blitz.
Yeah, it's the Blitz monument.
There's one at the bottom and it's like, and also one unidentified person.
Yeah.
And so they didn't even know whether it's male or female.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
And it's okay. I'll always put a flower, even if it's just one flower,
on
that or for that person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Even if I just put one flower.
Yeah. You know, that's nice.
You're going to do a thing on the Bootle Cemetery and all that.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate it if you could mention that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go over and film there in a minute and I'll point that out, the unknown.
No, like just, you know, obviously they must have been burned to a crisp or whatever, you know. Yeah. You know, they couldn't tell whether it was male or female.
Yeah. You know, no, I'll point that out when I do the recording later.
You know, I'd appreciate that.
No worries.
If you do that.
Thanks for your time. Oh, see you later.
Bye.
There's memorial benches here as well. Here rest the earthly remains of 1,138 persons reinterred from the parish churchyard of St Mary's Bootle, April 1973. 1,138 people were reinterred right here. And it's funny how people remember the dead, you know, like that woman putting a flower down for the unknown child or person at the Blitz Memorial. And the way people come down and spend time looking after a grave. My uncle died recently with his family in Australia, my dad's brother. And he had cancer and he said, you know, I'm not going to have any more treatment. He phoned his three brothers, which I thought was very brave of him, and said, I might not have long left. And a few days later, he died at home with his family, but he said he didn't want any service. So he said he was at home with his family and he was happy with his grandchildren and his family and stuff. And he didn't really feel like he wanted any traditional kind of send off, if you know what I mean. Just think it's interesting the way different cultures and different people mark passing on. It's some beautiful 1845 born, died in 1912, the year the Titanic went down. So again, these are all the older ones and they're kind of like, if you like, furthest part to the left, coming on from Man Eye Road, is the other gate here, though, from the other side. You can come in either side. Some of the trees which are coming out. Died 1925. 1929, the year of the Wall Street crash. To the honoured memory of those sailors and soldiers who gave their lives for their country in the Great War 1914 to 18 and who lie buried in this cemetery. So that's the way in from, I don't even know the name of that road behind me there. But that's the other way into the cemetery. I came in from the kind of west side, Menai Road. Just going to take you in this little place here. This is the Baby Memorial Garden. And when you're a parent, places like this take up a different significance. So I've brought my son in here, he's now 5, and I've took him to the Blitz Memorial that I was speaking to that woman about, which I'll do in a minute. But this is for all the babies that passed very quickly. I think it's always very humbling to come to places like this and to see that. I know people who've lost very young babies, and I know people who've lost babies close to the time of the birth. And it's very tough. So these are some very old graves here. 1966, age 66, aged 49. It's funny how times have changed in terms of life expectancy. These are war graves. So if you've ever been to the war graves in France and Belgium or further afield around Europe for World War I, World War II, this is what they look like. And World War I, I think it was 17,000 people from the Greater Liverpool area were killed in World War I. In the trenches and further afield. But these are people who died young, fighting in World War One and Two. Age 25, Royal Engineer, Petty Officer, Royal Navy, 38. June 25th, 1941. Sappers were the ones who went in first, weren't they? They were often the last one out. 1940. So yeah, there's war graves at Biddle Cemetery. The World War One monument. The place for newborns and babies. I'm going to walk back down to the Blitz Monument now. But there's a lot of history in cemeteries, and it's a lot of history that we don't always know about, people who live in the area, and within a generation or two, family connections are often forgotten, which is why I'm going to do some different videos. There's St. Robert Bellarmine's Church, which is the highest point in Bootle. There's the old triad building in the distance. See all the cranes down by the docks. Huge cranes for the container port. These trees are beautiful, like reaching up into the sky. I always think that the nature you get in cemeteries really adds to the place, doesn't it? The idea of life continuing. This monument here is in memory of the civilian deaths during the Blitz. As you know, I mentioned World War One in terms of soldier losses, but 2,000, or was it 4,000 people from Liverpool died in the Blitz. So this is where the old chapel used to be, the church that was here, which is now gone. Hiya. Right. Do you lock the cemetery at night now? I think it used to be left open. You could go through at night, but when you were kids, like, you wouldn't go through a cemetery when it was dark. Probably still wouldn't now. But we've had some bad weather the last few days, and it's forecast to have bad weather again. So there's quite a few people out tending graves. Had a few problems with the microphone. I'm hoping it's working. We'll find out when I do the editing. But I went online and did a bit of research. But it's not cheap buying new microphones and cameras and stuff for a community project, but it's something I'm passionate about. I think people are amazing, really, in the communities people are in. We take a lot of stuff for granted, don't we, and it's human nature, but people don't always look around and tell the stories that are important in people's lives. So I'm hoping to speak to my mum and a couple of other people in the family to go around certain cemeteries to look at the stories and find out the burial places of people who've gone in my extended family from before. I went to Ireland. I would have loved to have had this kind of technology when I went to Cork, where my nan was born, who came to Liverpool close to 95 years ago now, who met my grandfather. But sure, I know that guy. 1939 to 1945, World War II. The glory of God and in memory of those citizens of Bootle who lost their lives by enemy air raid action, also in memory of one person whose identity is unknown, who that woman has alluded to earlier. I'll read some surnames: Banville, Brown, Curran, Dodd, Hazlitt, Hetherington, Mawson, two Mawsons, O'Brien, Powell, Quinn, Ratcliffe, two Ratcliffes, a Shannon, a Sheed, a Flood, two Floods. But a lot of Irish surnames, because of course Liverpool and surrounding area is about 50% Irish Catholic tradition. With the potato farming in the port. But yeah, Bootle was born more than any other part of the country in World War II. And it was a target for the ships coming in from the Americas.